The Gemara in the 19th Perek, Rabbi Ezer de Mila, we learn out, based on the Pesukim, that Mila is Doche Shabbos. The question is, why do I need a Pesuk to say Mila is Doche Shabbos? In other words, what Malacha? In other words, apparently, if not for the mitzvah of Mila, it'd be usher for me to do the act of circumcision. So the Rishonim are bothered, what exactly is the Malacha? And as well, we have, as Tosis points out, we have a principle, a Malacha she'ina tzricha l'gufa. If I don't need the blood, so if I don't need the dam, it's only a Malacha she'ina tzricha l'gufa, not the way it was done in the Mishkan, and therefore it should only be us and Durabanan. So it's mashma, if I need a pasuk, if I need the Torah to tell me I could do Mila b'zmana, Mila on the 8th day on Shabbos, the working assumption is, without that, I would have thought it was an Issa D'oraisa, or else why do you need to tell me? You don't have to tell me I'm allowed to talk on Shabbos, because there's no Malacha. So what it would be the potential Malacha? So that Tosis points out that he thinks it's Netilas Neshama. Mali Katla Pala, Mali Katla Kula, you're weakening the baby. It's a form of netilas neshama, because adam hu anefesh. So, how does that make it a malacha tzricha l'gufa? So the Dvar Avram explains, based on a Mishkanas Yaakov. There's a famous Mishkanas Yaakov. The Mishkanas Yaakov in general is big on quoting the Zohar in his tshuvas. So, and also the Mishkanas Yaakov as well tells you there are three parts to the mitzvah of Mila. There's the Mila, we're in agreement on the Priya, that's a given. However, he says there's a none the Indian of being Motzei's dam, getting a toughest dam that the blood comes out. In order to fulfill your mitzvah of Mila, you need dam based on a Zohar. And that's also the whole issue. When those came out against a different type of clamps, it's hard to imagine. In theory, if a clamp, number one, Pashas, it's not part of the mitzvah. It's based on a Mishkanas Yaakov in the Zohar. But Pashas, there is no din of dam coming out. But even if there was, most clamps today, if not all, they're, at least, I don't know, it depends on the clamp. That in theory, if the clamp would stop all blood, then it would be a problem. But many, even when you use a clamp, it just minimizes the blood, so perhaps you'd be yotze. Anyway, the minigas, most don't use one, regardless. So since you need the dam here, to fulfill your mitzvah mila, you need mila, priya, and you need the dam, so it is a malacha, a tzricha, a gufa, even though you don't need the blood to use it, you need it to fulfill the mitzvah. Therefore, it's a mitzvah, a tzricha, a gufa, which could be a point of contention. If you do something, it's for the sake of a mitzvah, does that make it a malacha tzricha l'gufa? I think there's a Rashba's discussion on it, but Tosis, the Dvar Avram in Tosis is explaining Tosis, how does saying Adam hu nefesh, how does that make it a malacha? Why is it a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa? So the Dvar Avram explains, based on the Mishkanas Yaakov, that they need the dam. That's one approach in the Rishonim. Other Rishonim, the Shita Mikubetzes, I think Tzuvis brings down the concept of tikkun mana, that we know the concept of fixing something, like what do you mean fixing something in a mila? So we know before you do a mila, or before a mila is done on an individual, on a male, he says the din of an oral. And once you do the mila, you have a status of a gemalt. So what's the difference? So oral can't eat a carbon pesach, oral can't eat truma. The many halachas that don't apply, that an aro can't do. So that's what the Shita Mekubetzes points out. So what would be the malacha? The malacha would be tikkun mana. Now he's no longer an aro. He's gemalt, and he has to be able to do many things he couldn't do. That's what some bring down. Others bring down gozes, like, which is difficult. We know, like, usually gozes is you cut off your fingernails, you cut off your hair, things which are all made ligzos. It's not like cutting off your hand. So the Dvar Avram explains, no, that shita only makes sense for a yid. A Jew who's born in Aro and they plan on it's all made to cut off the or arla, so then you could claim maybe it's gozes. But if, in other words, if you cut off, if you did a milah on a non-Jew, on a Gentile, he said it definitely wouldn't be gozes, it would be something else. And therefore that sheet is only if you go ahead and you do gozes on a year. So you have the three sheetas in the Rishonim, the Tilas Nish. What do I need a special pasuk that matters milah on Shabbos? Why would I think it's prohibited? What malach are you violating? Either Netilas Neshama, Tikkun Mana, or perhaps Gozes, and the Zvarim is only on a yid. So that's the halacha, that it's so that you can do a milah on Shabbos, and it's not the classical Asi Docha Los Asi, the Gemara says. What do you mean it's not the... Why? Maybe it's just the mitzvah asei a milah supersede Shabbos. So the Gemara says no, because ein asei docha lo asei va'asei. We know the principle. The Gemara in Yavamis goes into great detail. A mitzvah asei a milah can't be docha Shabbos, because Shabbos, to violate Shabbos, you're violating a lo asei and an asei. An asei doesn't beat out a lo asei and an asei. And as well, ein asei docha lo asei sheish bo kari. You violate Shabbos, jechayev kari. So in asei, you can violate. So the Gemara clearly says it's not working, because asei docha lo asei implies a dechia. You're pushing something off, like Rish Lakish says, that if it's efshel kayim shneim, if you could do the mitzvah without violating the aveira, you do. So the Gemara comes, the Gemara talks about, it's the Yud Gimel, it's in Parashas Lech Lecha, I think it mentions the word bris 13 times. It's a mitzvah that has, involves the bris, the special bris of bris milah, and we'll see by bris milah and Shabbos, it's more of like a heter gomer, maybe even more than heter. But that's the issue. You need a pasuk to tell. You need the Torah to tell me you could do milah and Shabbos, because either you, in order, if not, you'd violate in the tios shama tikamana gozes. But we say a milah bismana is mutter, is perhaps a chiyav on Shabbos. And it's not working out to asei docha lo asei. It's not a dechuya, but it's a minimally hutra. And it's maybe even, more than that.